So we have the privilege this Shabbos to begin reading Sefer Dvarim. In the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, in the opening pasuk of this Sefer, Torah says, "Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael." These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. And then the pasuk goes on to detail exactly where this is happening. Be'eva Hayarden, in the Transjordanian area, Ba'midbar, Ba'arava, Molsof, Bein Paran, Ubein Sovo, V'lavan, Lechatziros, V'dizahav. So of course, all of Sefer Dvarim occurs in this one area. All of Sefer Dvarim, first of all, occurs in the last month of the 40th year in the desert, the last month of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And Moshe Rabbeinu uses the entirety of Sefer Dvarim to review with Klal Yisrael, to review all that has happened, all that has gone right, all that has gone wrong, in an effort to properly prepare them for entry into Eretz Yisrael, and for the real next new chapter, real chapter, of their national existence. And the Vilna Gaon says something quite beautiful. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, writes, "Eila hadvar masher dibar Moshe kol Yisrael." What does this mean? It's in, what the Gra is really picking up on is, why does the Pasuk have to say El Kol Yisrael? Why don't you just say, first of all, you could just say, "Eila hadvar masher dibar Moshe." These are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, and obviously he's speaking to Klal Yisrael. Or you could say, "El hadvar masher dibar Moshe al Yisrael, el bnei Yisrael." Why el kol Yisrael, to all of the Jewish people? And writes the Gros, so beautiful. "El hadvar masher dibar Moshe." The Torah is not just telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu said over words, but rather, these are the most important words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. "El hadvarim." These words are the most important words that Moshe Rabbeinu ever spoke throughout his 40 years as leader of the Jewish people. And what are the most important? "Havdavar ha'ikari shedarshan." The most important thing that Moshe Rabbeinu ever conveyed to Klal Yisrael was El Kol Yisrael. The most important thing, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is that you should always be Kol Yisrael. Shetiyah achdos shiruya beinehem. There should always be achdos, there should always be unity. Sheyu uma achos Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael should be one nation. Says the Gra so beautifully that you have to read the pasuk differently than the way we've ever read it. Eila advar mashad dibre Moshe. What are the most important words that Moshe Rabbeinu ever uttered to Klal Yisrael? And the answer is, Kol Yisrael. The most important mandate that Moshe Rabbeinu has ever given us as a people, the most important words that he opens up this Sefer and we'll see in a few weeks, closes this Sefer with, is to be Kol Yisrael. Is ultimately to be a unified nation, to have achdos, to have unity within our ranks. This is a message, of course, that resonates with incredible importance during this time of year. We know the Gemara tells us that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of literally baseless hatred, a fundamental lack of unity. There was no national cohesion within Klal Yisrael, when there is no Achdos, when there is no unity, so all of our external problems become magnified many times over. We all speak about Achdos, we all extol the virtue of Achdos, but how ultimately is Achdos accomplished? How do we create Achdos within Klal Yisrael? And there's a very beautiful insight on this same pasuk by the great Rebbe Rav Simcha Bono of Pshischa. See, we're making shalom just right here. We're quoting the Gra, and then we're quoting one of the Hasidic masters, Simcha Bono of Pshischa. And he says the following. He says, what does it mean? "Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael." Hadvarim asher diber Moshe. These words that Moshe spoke, which are the words of Torah, shayochim al kol Yisrael. The words of Torah are shayach. The words of Torah belong to every member of Klal Yisrael. But look what the Rebbe says. L'chol echad l'fi midas agdulaso. But everyone fulfills and upholds the words of the Torah in accordance with his abilities and in accordance with his standing. Havanoso v'hasagaso. In accordance with his understanding, in accordance with his grasp of the matter. Kol chad l'fum shi'ura duvei. Every person in accordance with his own measure. In other words, says the Rebbe of Simcha Bonim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Klal Yisrael is, as much as we are a nation, we are individuals. No two Jews are alike. Each of us have our own struggles. Each of us have our own trials and tribulations. And each of us have our own accomplishments. We all have our own failures. And we all have our own dreams and aspirations that we are trying with all of our koach to reach. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, yes, You all have Torah. Torah belongs to all of you. Eila hadvarim. These words that I'm about to speak, this Torah, it's al kol Yisrael. There's no such thing as a Jew who doesn't have a shaychus, who doesn't have a connection to Torah. There's no such thing as a Jew who doesn't have a chilek, who doesn't have a portion in Torah. But not all of our portions and not all of our relationships are the same. There are some of us that relate to certain mitzvos more than others. And then there are others that relate to the mitzvos that we don't. There are some that feel that they need to spend all of their time learning Torah. And there are some who choose to combine an occupation with Torah. There are some who go ahead and can be exceptionally proficient with their Shemira Shabbos, with their Sabbath observance. And others who have a different conception of Shabbos observance. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, understand, the Torah belongs to all of us. The mitzvos belong to all of us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs to all of us. But what we each have to recognize is that we each relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Torah, and to our mitzvos in different ways. And perhaps if we combine these two ideas, we emerge with a powerful lesson for Parashas Devarim. That yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, or Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eila HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe, what are the most important things that Moshe Rabbeinu ever conveyed to Klal Yisrael? And the answer is Kol Yisrael, to have Achdus, to be together. And how do you achieve Achdus? How do we achieve unity? The answer says, Rav Simcha ben Rav Pshischa, by respecting the differences in one another. By recognizing that we may not relate to our Yiddishkeit in the same way. We may not relate to our mitzvos, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the same way. But to respect one another for what we, for respect one another, and to respect the relationship we each have with Judaism. To respect the fact that ultimately, again, Eila HaDvaran, these words belong to Kol Yisrael. But every single Jew relates to his or her religion in a different way. And if we could respect the fact that although we may not practice the same way, and yes, in times, although we may not even believe the same way, we each are connected to the strongest bond possibly imaginable. And that's the bond of Torah, that's the bond of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's the bond of our Yiddishkeit. Do you want to know how we can make it Kol Yisrael, how we could achieve Achdus? Achdus begins with one simple Yisod, one simple principle, and it's the principle of respect. I don't have to agree with you, and you don't have to agree with me. In fact, I take it a step further. I could vehemently disagree with you, and you could vehemently disagree with me. And we call that machlokes l'shem shamayim. We may have different theological views. We may have different religious dreams and aspirations. But I respect you because I know you're trying. And you'll respect me because I know I'm trying. That's how we have Kol Yisrael. That's how we have Achdus. You know, my Rebbe once said that When Klal Yisrael stood by the foot of Har Sinai, the Torah says, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Ahar." Klal Yisrael, singular. The nation stood there opposite the mountain. Stood singular. They camped singular opposite the mountain. And Rashi says, "Ish echad b'lev echad." We were one people with one heart. So my Rebbe remarked that it's interesting. Rashi doesn't say that they camped there ki ish echad b'deya echad. It doesn't say they camped there one people with one opinion. Because one opinion, that never happened. Klal Yisrael never has one opinion. We are a strong-minded people. And I'm Kashe Oref, we're a stiff-necked people. We never have one opinion. But the beauty of our people is, even with the diversity of opinions, we could still be with one heart. Even with the diversity of opinions, and even with sharp theological divides and differences in approach, in observance, in hashkafa, even with all of those differences in deos and opinions, we could still be Balei Vechad. We could still be one heart. That's Achdus. Achdus comes from the ability to know that we could have one heart, even if we have a variety of different opinions. So as we go into this Shabbos Chazon, and as we prepare ourselves ultimately for Tisha B'Av, and as we prepare ourselves to mourn for all that has been lost, and we prepare to mourn for all the beautiful, the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, all of the beautiful communities of Europe, all of the precious neshamas, the millions of neshamas that have been taken from us over the years. It's not enough to mourn. What we have to recognize is that we could change the paradigm. We could change the equation. We could turn things around. If we only try to rectify the mistakes of the past, and if we try to respect ultimately where there's been a lack of respect historically, if we learn to value each other despite our differences, if we learn how to be of one heart, even if we have a variety of opinions, then we have the koach to change Tisha B'Av from a day of mourning to a day of celebration.
Halavai, we should be zocher as we go into this beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon is a unique Shabbos because, as the Sfarim write, Shabbos Chazon is like a candle in a very dark room. There's a little bit of light in a world full of darkness. This is the Shabbos. Let us go into the Shabbos with a resolve for Kol Yisrael. Let us go into the Shabbos with a resolve to create Achdus. And let us hope that in Eretz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speedily in our days release Eliyahu HaNavi. And may the prophet Elijah come and tell us about the upcoming arrival of the Melech HaMashiach. May we be zocheh in Eretz Hashem to be together in Eretz Yisrael, to be together in a rebuilt Yerushalayim, to worship all of us together in a beautiful new third base HaMikdash Shem Hei Rabbi Amenu. Amen.